Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I am Colson Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what's available to watch on TV at home this week. Mm-hmm. It's our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening. We talk to you guys at home and find out what you think of Sofa Cinema Club in the feature that is Ben's Reviews.
Very popular.
And also, new for the new series, we've got a few new features coming. We've got Top 5 and we've got Would You Rather.
Yes.
Would You Rather went down very well, because what was it? Sneeze or itchy arse?
This was on Patreon, so yeah, people might not know about this.
But it was on the Insta.
I think we did. We put it on the...
The Insta.
Okay.
It was a clip from a Patreon.
You want to get on that Patreon, you see.
Mm. You need to get on the Patreon. That's the sort of content that you want, and that's where you find it. On Patreon. On Sofa Cinema Club Patreon.
Huge.
To start us off then, Ben, for the new series, what film have you got for us and where can it be seen?
Okay, so start a new series. One of my personal favourites. 1971. Michael Caine. Set in Newcastle. Monday the 25th of July.
Get Carter.
Mm.
I haven't put the time down. 9 o'clock.
Oh, it fucking isn't, is it? It isn't, is it?
You won your job.
Let's just say it's 9. Let's just say it's 9.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. What
9
day?
O'clock, if I say it really confidently. Yeah. Monday the 25th, 9 o'clock, tonight.
Right.
ITV4, sometime tonight. ITV, keep watching ITV4.
I thought you said it was BBC 1 a minute ago.
No. ITV4. Michael Caine. Set in Newcastle, Get Carter.
It's a gangster movie.
I mean, it was a real, like, it's a brilliant little kind of, he's a Londoner, isn't he? And he goes back to investigate. He's going back home, but that's always a bit sketchy because he doesn't do Geordie, to find out how his brother was killed. Then he gets involved in drugs. Mm. And then you see Newcastle as it was, I mean, in the 70s, but there's a very famous car park in it that they protected. Caine, yeah, I love that film.
They redid it, didn't they, with Stallone?
Yeah, they did. They did. Terrible.
Yeah.
Like redoing The Italian Job.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, awful.
So, I mentioned earlier on that we've got a new feature, and the first of the new features that we're going to delve into is Top 5. Now, Jack, I'm not sure what we're going to expect here.
So, do you remember we did, what was it, something like Top 5 films that didn't win an Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah.
So... that went down very well.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we thought, let's go where the audience are. So, we're now, just before we get into the charts, reviews or whatever, top five for a quick discussion. I picked this week, and I think it's interesting, top five sequels.
Ooh.
Top five number twos.
Well, I know my favourite sequel of all time.
Great.
Terminator 2.
Interesting.
Terminator 2 is, without a doubt, the best...
Better than Terminator.
100%.
Oh, you've literally gone 100%.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then the first one.
Absolutely annihilates the first one. Judgment Day is absolutely blows it out the water.
Is that Metallic Man?
Yeah. Liquid Man. T-1000.
Who runs without blinking. Yeah.
No, he shoots without blinking. He just runs fast.
So Jack's thrown Terminator 2 into the hat. I'm going to throw Back to the Future in the hat.
Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that.
It's a good sequel.
It's a good sequel. Empire Strikes Back.
Yes. Yes, that's better than the first.
So we've got two to go. We've hit very, very, very big on the top three.
We've got to get these into a top five. Jack, one more.
Godfather 2.
Yes. Oof, I tell you.
Big that.
Do you want it or am I going to have it the last
go
place?
For, go for it, go for it.
Shrek no, you're going to say something
fucking Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
Shrek
2. It's shite. Good.
It's shite. It's not better than Shrek.
All right.
Shrek 2.
So, coming in at fifth place. Oh, you're going to fucking put Shrek 2 there, aren't you?
Shrek 2.
I think Lord of the Rings Two Towers is better than the first.
Hang on. That's not nominated.
Oh, is it not? All right, what?
So the top five.
We've got us five.
We've got us five.
So we've got Terminator, Back to the Future, Star Wars.
Mm. No, Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
Star Wars is the first.
Whatever you said. What did you
Godfather 2.
Godfather 2 and
so
Shrek.
So where do we put those in an order?
Well, Shrek does go fifth, doesn't it, probably?
Shrek at the end.
I do disagree with
top
that.
Top sequel?
I'll put... Back to the Future 2, 4th, I think.
4th.
Only because the first one is better.
Yeah.
I know. As a kid growing up, I was all a fucking hoverboard fan.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, it's hard for me to say because I've not seen any of the other films.
The story of the first.
Other than Godfather.
Godfather 2.
It's nails. Personally, I would go Shrek, Back to the Future 2. Yeah, it's hard now.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Terminator.
Star Wars isn't nominated. It's Empire Strikes Back. We should stop doing this.
Empire Strikes
Back. Hard enough to keep the top five going.
Empire Strikes Back. Then I'd go Godfather 2. Then I'd go Terminator 2. I'm not saying they're better films. I'm saying better sequels.
Better than the first. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Terminator, you're off there. Terminator 1 is revolutionary.
I think you're a bit off.
No way.
Personally.
No way. No way.
Well, let's leave it as that.
Okay.
Let's leave it. Top five, that went down very well. That was actually better than I thought. I thought it might be a bit shit, but that actually worked out really well. Right, should we do around the world? Because I like that.
Yep. Last series, we picked up a feature, luckily, where a very talented artist called Simon Wilson on Instagram draws wherever you go, doesn't he?
I forgot.
So, what method of transport are you taking to get us around the world? He hasn't thought of anything.
No, I haven't.
He hasn't.
But I'll tell you what, we did get picked up in this car. What's it called?
Tesla.
No.
Google car.
Lincoln Navigator.
Navigator. Yes. My mate's got one.
Yeah, I've seen he's got one.
We're going to the airport. Our kid goes, rung you a cab, couldn't get up the drive. Mm. Massive. Had to do the old stairs climb up. So me and Si off around the world in the Lincoln Navigator. Massive. Right, first off, I forgot about Si, actually. I wonder how he is. I wonder what he's been doing for the few
months. I'd love it if he didn't draw you. I'd love it if he went, nah, not having that this series.
Do you know what? I've had enough of you lot. Right, straight off, around the world. Now, bear in mind, for the around the world, we haven't been on.
We haven't been on.
And do you know what? Amazingly, loads of people
listened.
Mm.
So Singapore.
Singapore.
This week, three.
Three. Loads of people have been
Loads of people. There we go. Singapore, three for Colson.
11 for me.
135.
What?
135 people in Singapore have listened this week.
In 7 days.
We've not released an episode in 2 months.
Hot cakes.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Loads of plane delays.
Loads of plane delays. Stopovers in Singapore.
Yeah.
But Singapore, 135. I mean, that's... I can't argue with the numbers.
No.
I'm just saying what I see.
Yeah,
stating facts, Ben.
Cuba. Ooh.
I mean, I'm going to go silly, seeing as we've had 135, and I'm going to go 67. Oof.
67? Sensible. I'm going to go...
Cuba.
38.
Ooh, one. I thought I'd bring this back down. I'm not... You know what I mean?
He's always got a one in him.
We've always got a one in me. I don't want us to get... I don't want this to turn into, like, us boasting. Like, we're massive in Singapore. I know that. Right, USA. Now, you know, I've said that thing, you can go into America, whatever, in every country.
Yeah.
This made me laugh. Port Orange. It's in Florida. How many people?
Where about in Florida?
I don't know. Port. It's in Florida. Port Orange. How many people listened in Port Orange?
Two.
Five.
I tell you what, they're all thereabouts for.
Ooh.
There we go. And then this equally made me laugh. It's a little extra on. Do you remember we used to do charts ages ago?
Mm-mm.
Chad. Where are we in the charts? Chad. In the charts in Chad. Bear in mind, we haven't been on. We haven't been on for like 2-3 months. Chad.
Chad charts coming up next.
200.
16.
Whoa.
67.
20. Chad. 16. Very good guess.
Chad charts.
What? Chad charts. Well, I remember we should rename it as Chad charts. Because what a week. I thought it'd be rubbish, that. I thought we wouldn't have a good week in there. But once I saw Singapore, I went, we're back on fire.
That is. To say that we've not released anything, I'm concerned as to what they've been listening to.
The old X.
The oldies goldies.
Yeah, but that's like someone listening to every single episode in a
week. So what?
You don't sleep. You just listen to us on loop.
I tell you what,
maybe that's what they're doing to sleep. So from Chad Charts, we're now going to...
I'm going to do that every week. You know that now. Where our position is in Chad.
From Chad Charts, it's that time where we want to hear from you guys at home. We want to find out what you love, hated, and rated about the Sofa Cinema Club. So, Ben's reviews.
Ben's reviews. Jules on Patreon. Mm. What was Jules in our
makeup.
Jobs?
I just gave her makeup.
Jules on Patreon. Get on the Patreon. Get on that, because we can read your review. Hi, Corson, Jack and Ben. Well, what can I say? This podcast is absolutely amazing. Sadly, I lost my dad in 2020 and my granddad in 2021. But with the help from you three lovely people, you've helped me get through those hard days. Right, let's talk film types. I'm definitely with Coulson, just not Racing Stripe. That was in brackets. Oh. I can't work out what this emoji is because I'm colourblind. It looks like a tortoise.
It's the monkey covering his eyes.
Ah, got you. And laughy face emoji.
Tortoise.
I'm colourblind. It merged in. But it's been good seeing him grow into more different genres of movies.
Popcorn emoji.
Well done, Ben and Jack. How ace is Ben's Animal Encounters, actually? Stroke of pure genius in brackets, yes. Not forgetting the beautiful star, of course. What a dog. They've made me laugh out loud whilst I've been walking my dog. Dog emoji in brackets, Izzy. I like that. I get some strange looks from people who haven't seen my AirPods in. Laughing face emoji. Jack's hidden gem and not so hidden and sometimes repeated gems. Brilliant section. Love the singing, clearly the next big band. Maybe Jack could do with a notepad and pen so he reminds himself of his golden gems.
Yeah, I do have it in my notes.
A note page on your phone.
I'd forgotten to tick it off.
Oh. So last of all, thank you again for all your hard work and amazing stories of the week that keep us, please keep up the great work. Well done, Coulson, on the games. In brackets. Winner in my eyes, no matter what. Close brackets. Look at everything that you've achieved. Much love, Jules. Heart emoji. Three kisses. P.S.
Yes, I've read that at the bottom there.
I've only just seen it. P.S. Coulson is the absolute best.
Whoa.
Smiley emoji.
No more. Ben is brilliant.
Mm, Coulson is the absolute best.
Didn't
there we
see
go.
You in the swimming pool, did we?
No. there we go. Thank you very much, Jules. That's
good,
a very lovely review.
Great Thank emoji you. Game as well to start us off.
Thank you for that, Jules. And that review was so good. We're going to go straight to film reviews. And now we've got Riri. She sent us a review.
She won a competition.
She did.
I remember her winning a competition.
Where did she go? Oh, got it. I remember. Hi, boys. Thanks again for my cinema voucher. Here's my quick review of Doctor Strange, which I saw at Brighton Marina.
Woo.
Do you remember?
Isn't that the one we thought was going to be really posh and it looked shit?
Yeah, I think it was. This is great. Thank you. I'll be honest, I didn't have a clue what was going on for a lot of the film because it references other Marvels that I haven't seen yet, but I did enjoy it. I feel some Marvel films are great and some are simply made for a bit of extra money. Yeah. We also went to quite a late viewing, so I was struggling.
She's had the nap. Cinema nap's good, especially a day like today. Cinema nap.
You're a big one for the cinema nap. Yeah. What did we see together? And you piled straight out the Joker.
The Joker. It was like the third time I'd seen it that week.
And I just heard the snore. had dinner at Café Rouge. Hello. But before my mate still bought popcorn and was very disappointed in me that I hadn't bought my big hang bag to smuggle snacks in. Oh, there we go. We all need a big handbag.
I've done that loads of times.
What, with a big handbag?
Well, not, yeah, you just take your what own you chocolate smuggle? And you swing.
Well, wait. Well, do you smuggle it?
Yeah, I have done, yeah.
Well, wait for the next line, because I think she's right.
Go on, then.
Brackets. This seems to be a common myth with cinemas. We walk straight in with no problem anyway.
Well, they're not going to search your bag.
No. She didn't smuggle it. She just walked in with a popcorn. Walked in. But she's not buff. I think she's right, because I've had it before, because I always take my own water and, like, a protein bar to the cinema with me, and they never say anything. They've never said, you can't take your water in here.
I tell you what, great new section. What have you smuggled into the cinema?
Yeah, yeah.
What have you gone, do you know what? I need a cheese sandwich.
I've said it before. Picnic table. I've been in the cinema, and a guy has had sandwiches, bacon sandwiches... Yeah. In the cinema, in foil, and he's rustling foil and taking the foil off, and he sat there and ate bacon sandwiches.
Gone full bacon sarnie.
Yeah.
Row 4.
Yeah, brought him in.
What was he watching?
I can't remember, this is years ago.
Riri, lots of love, your biggest fan, Riri. Thank you.
So in this series of Extraterrestrial, we're not just going to limit our reviews to those of you that have won our cinema competition.
Because no fucking sent one in.
Or even just of trips to the cinema. We want to hear any reviews of any films that you have watched recently.
We will literally review anything.
Review cars. Review anything.
And Cheryl.
Soup. And Cheryl Salisbury.
She's back.
And
she's
Cheryl back. Did that in our break. And what did she think of the new Top Gun movie, Ben?
Hi, Cheryl. Just watched Top Gun at the Trafford Centre IMAX.
Close to home.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, that'd be a good watch. I've missed
out there. Trafford Centre's got an IMAX.
I didn't know they had an IMAX. Well, there you go, Cheryl. She's told us.
It's an Odeon, isn't it, at the Trafford Centre?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I had a large popcorn, large Coke Zero.
Which cost me... £42.
Now to the film. Cast list brill, film brill, storyline brill. That's three brills. Mm. Tom Cruise doesn't age, and the guy playing Goose's son, what great casting.
Is that Miles Teller?
Miles Teller.
Ah. Would highly recommend seeing it. Can't wait to hear what you guys think. I haven't seen it.
You haven't, yeah?
No, haven't seen
I
it.
Haven't seen I it. Haven't seen All it. All I've heard is good.
Well, we were going to go and watch it. But then I said to Ben, oh, well, you'll have to tell me what happens in the first one. And Ben was like, right, well, you need to watch the first one, then we can go and watch it. So I
haven't seen
it.
Apparently, you don't need to watch the first one.
It is still on now.
It kind of helps.
Yeah. I might have to go to cinema today because of the temperature.
I think someone's just released it. I think it's like Netflix have released the first one or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
I watched the first one with my son, then he watched the second one.
Yeah.
So, just like Cheryl, we want to hear all about the films you're watching, even if you're not going to the cinema and if you're just watching them whilst you're having your tea.
Tell you what I did see in Hollywood. Hollywood Bowl.
Yep.
West Side Story with a live orchestra.
The new one.
Yeah.
The new one. Did you like it?
Isn't that a good 3 hours?
Yeah,
it was 2:40. Orchestra, unreal. Unreal. Full thing at the Hollywood Bowl. Quite extraordinary, because... It's like pin sharp there, bang on. I don't think it's as good as the first.
Well, no, but I liked the cinematography of it all. I don't think...
The choreography, how fantastic it was.
It's
on
the
there.
Same, isn't it? The same.
Not really.
A lot of the dances are the same.
Not really. Not when you see those set pieces, I don't think.
When you're a jet.
I liked Riff. I liked the kid who played Riff, I like him.
Some good performances in there.
Well, if you have a review or a film experience like Ben, all you've got to do is send us it on our Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club. We would really love to hear from you verbally, so if you want to send us a voice note, please do that and we can feature you in our episodes. Now, before we end, it is time for Ben's new toy.
So... Now, some would you rather...
I'm worried that they're going to get very inappropriate very quickly.
No, there were some inappropriate ones. There's some ones where you think, oh, that's quite good. This one just made me laugh. And I don't know why. And I don't even know whether it's that good or would you rather, but it just made me laugh. Right. TGS_06 on Instagram. Would you rather have two cabbages as buttocks or a carrot for a nose?
You can't go carrot.
Nah, cabbages.
You're going to have to go cabbages all day long, aren't you?
Cabbages.
As your ass, because carrot is a fucking nose. But everyone sees it. Everyone sees it. You can't go anywhere without
Yeah, but
it.
After a first week, you get used to it.
Nah.
You get used to carrot for nose, and you wouldn't think about it.
Cabbages. Cabbages might look good.
Cabbages is your ass.
Might look good. Peachy.
Oh, crinky. Every time you sit down, uncomfortable. Cabbages ass.
It is, yeah, but for a nose. I mean, imagine...
carrot as nose,
imagine
you'd
your
forget.
Profile shot, though, Ben.
Carrot as nose.
Do you know what I mean?
Carrot as nose, you'd forget.
You got to go cabbages.
You can catch us on Thursday for more Sofa Cinema Club, where we're talking all about Kez. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok, it's really easy to do so. We're on them all as at Sofa Cinema Club. And if you want to join us on our Patreon, just head over to patreon.com/Sofa Cinema Club to sign up and get bonus content, including an extra episode every single month. We're about to record this month's extra episode. So if you want to check that out, go on over now. Good night, God bless. We'll see you on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.